Hello and welcome everyone to How's the Josh. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host, and today we have two guests with us which are really special to me. They have their own podcast show, Musafir Stories. I can't wait anymore to get insight about their show and some wonderful motivation from them. So let's dive into the podcast straight away. Welcome Seth and Faiza.
Hi Omkar.
Hi. Hey,
Omkar,
I'm good. How are you both?
I'm super happy, sir.
Yeah, so before we move, the first question, how's Seth?
Seth is super happy and super happy at this point.
Okay, so that was a good point to start. And how's Faiza?
I'm excited, like super excited at the moment.
Okay, so this is what we needed and we are really ready to go and hit our podcast now.
Awesome, yes.
So the first question from my end is like, tell me, how did Musafir Stories came into existence and how did it all started?
So Musafir Stories, I think the ideation came into, when we started, the ideation was about 2.5 years ago. We worked on it for about 4 or 5 months as an idea, and then it was 2 years ago in February of 2017 that we started off. How we conceptualized the format for the podcast was, we ourselves have been like long time listeners of a lot of travel podcasts, which are based in the West, like Amateur Traveler and all of them. So we wanted to do something similar in India, just to get it to our own taste, and we thought there'd be an audience for that, like ourselves too. So that's how we started this.
All right. So, Musafir Stories is all about traveling. So what more insights of traveling would you like to share with us? Like, you know, when it comes to traveling, so what's your connect with the travel point?
So both of us, both Faiza and I, have full-time gigs, and at some point it does tend to get routine. Life does feel like a routine. So for us personally, at this point, we see travel as a way of breaking away from what is normalcy, what is routine. But travel is different things for different people, and that's what is another thing that we try to bring out of the podcast, of Musafir Stories. Some people want see spiritualism in it, and some people see it as a way of life. So different people see things differently.
Yeah, for me, travel actually has. I mean, what Seth, I said, I completely agree. But even apart from all that, for me, travel is getting to know people around it. It's like when you go there, it's beautiful scenery, beautiful places. Sometimes the place is like a really deserted some place. I mean, literal sense desert, literal sense water, mountains, beach and all that. But apart from all, that element, that strong element being there, the most strongest is the people that are there. And even if it's not that you're going to go and talk to the locals there and all that, but still when you see their way of living and their life and how simple they are or how fancy they are with certain things and all that. So that makes you question your own living. Saying, for example, if you have taken a particular thing for granted and you would see that being a luxury in some other place, even if you have to go like some thousands of kilometers away from your house to witness that in person, I think travel gets you and educates you in that aspect where you see life in a different perspective.
Okay. Yeah, and like when it comes to Musafir Stories, like, you know, you must have had a lot more insights of all the different places in India. So which one was, like, you know, the one of the memorable one, or which one that you would really like to share on this podcast?
Absolutely, like every episode and the thing that we've done after that, Seth and I have sat and discussed saying that, oh my God, I wish we could go there. But I think the episode that I can think of, at least I can think of two or three at the moment. One is we had this episode with Satyarup about the Mount Everest, where he had climbed the Mount Everest. So that's a dream, I think, for every person.
Definitely at least to climb the Everest base camp.
Seriously, exactly. So that definitely counts.
That's special. Then I really like one we did with Vishwas from Adventures in Bad, where he took a photography expedition to this area called as Changthang. This is in Jammu and Kashmir, and this is where the often revered
Pashmina.
The wool for the Pashmina shawls, the goats and the sheep are reared over there. So that's episode was also really special in terms of finding out the way of life of the Changpas. These are the people living in Changtang.
Right.
So finding out their way of life, that was really special too.
And
it's,
I think even one episode, it isn't yet aired. It's been in the pipeline. So that was one episode about Hampi, where at least personally we would love to go back to Hampi. So we have this episode, and it is pipeline because the interview was taken. So basically, you know, we normally have a guest on the Musafir Stories where we go ahead and we ask their experience.
Okay.
But in this episode, it was just the two of us talking about our experience and our travel in Hampi. So that was, again, a very personal favorite of mine.
It had to be put far back at the pipeline because it ran for 2 hours. That's why you had to cut it and make it a smaller bit.
So these places are like our favorite.
Yeah. So like the Hampi one is in the pipeline and soon to be aired out.
Yeah,
hopefully. Getting another
7-8 months. You want to take it into smaller chunks and release it in episodes. Yeah.
Okay, so like predominantly when we talk about Indian tourism and when we talk about the tourism outside India, people are more fascinated to be like, you know, being out of the India. Like if you give an option to the people out there, like would you travel America or would you travel in the India? People would definitely go for America. So what's the thing that, you know, in Indian tourism that has to be changed or that needs to be talked about?
I don't think it's a lot to do with, I mean, definitely there are a lot of things that can be changed, but you probably have heard of this saying in Hindi, right? Ghar ki murgi, dal barabar, and the grass is always greener on the other side. So I think that's one thing too, but India has a lot of beautiful places to offer. For example, the Northeast, it's brilliant both in terms of the landscapes as well as the history of that place. The seven sister states of the Northeast, they have some brilliant places to go and explore. So that's not known a lot, right, to a lot of people.
Right.
So one of the, I think, objectives of Musafir Stories is also to make people aware of a lot of beautiful places within India, right?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, my next point was the same thing. Like, you know, when we talk about Indian tourism, we have this, like, if you say South, then people say Kerala or people say Tamil Nadu. But no one is actually going into the interiors and getting to know what's actually there in Kerala. Like, you know, there are so much other different places in Kerala which are unknown, which needs to be explored and taken, like, you know, you need to enjoy them. So I think that part...
Yeah, go on.
So I think that part is something that we need to elaborate to the listener so that, you know, everybody will make an effort that not only the mainstream, but also you go to the places and cities which are unexplored and enjoy them.
Offbeat travel and offbeat destinations are actually picking up quite a bit, and it's true also to a lot of extent, given that sometimes a lot of these touristy places tend to get crowded. So that's why these offbeat places become that much more special, both in terms of the experience as well as the sights and sounds to see there.
Okay, and Faiza, what would you like to speak on this? Like, what's your take on this point?
Yeah, okay. So going back to the first point where a person would give precedence to an international destination then a local destination, I think I've heard, I mean, this is personal experience where I've heard people talk, where they say that, we can get a Thailand trip for like some 45,000, so why would you spend the same amount going to a place within India?
Right.
Right? So I think that mentality is a little difficult to change. It's more about not checking off international lists on your bucket list or on your to-do list, but it's more about exploring and getting to know places. So when you just think about the India's map, it's so mesmerizing, so beautiful, where you've got like the Himalaya mountains like on the top, and you've got the desert on somewhere on the left side, and then the right side is the beautiful Seven Sisters with, again, the beauty of the mountains.
As a geographical mass too, exactly. It's so diverse, right? Not just the people.
Now, you've got like from mountains to deserts to beaches, everything.
Forest,
what else can you ask
forest,
for? Yeah, mangrove forest.
So, there's a lot of it that isn't explored that people aren't aware of. So if somebody does a little bit more digging deeper, they'll find a lot of hidden gems in there. That's what we
say. Exactly. Like, you know, if you talk about the countries outside India, there's like, you know, monotonous city that you find. But when it comes to India, right from Himalayas to deserts to valleys to rivers to forests, everything you find in India.
Absolutely. Yes, and I think we are really lucky. We do not need to go and, I mean, definitely, I mean, it's okay to go outside and check out international destinations as well. But then is that same amount is helping your economy? Why don't you just travel in India?
So I think exactly.
that's one thing that we even tried to tell through Musafir Stories, where India is beautiful. And I think all episodes except one episode that we had a request from, so that apart from one episode, all episodes have been on Indian destinations. And our entire aim is to do that, where we want to go ahead and put out all the Indian destinations to our listeners. Because India is beautiful and we have so much to explore, not only like the terrain and the geographically, even people. So, yeah.
So, go ahead.
No, it's okay. You can go ahead.
So when we talk about the Musafir Stories podcast, and it is like connected to the travel, so what do you think are the challenges while we travel? Like, you know, I'm not talking about the normal travel that we do in the day-to-day life or to the normal destinations that we go, but when we go into the interiors, or when we go into the, like, you know, when we start exploring certain things, for example, as you spoke about Mount Everest and everything, so there are like challenges that we have to face and encounter. So what would you like to say about it?
They are all these challenges, I think, even with, definitely they are challenges with respect to going to an unknown place, where if you cannot find much details about it, then I think there are a lot of challenges with women, solo women traveling as well. But then again, we have a majority number of solo women travelers who are beating this norm and this myth and traveling as well.
Yeah.
I think we just need to look around for information.
Challenges will be everywhere. Will be everywhere, right? And whatever you do, there will be challenges. I think it's more about overcoming those challenges. There might be challenges like you mentioned, right? If you go to some place, there might be a language barrier, there might be an infrastructure barrier.
Yeah, even navigation, because at times the navigation does not work. Like the maps don't show you the network, because of the network they don't show you the route and everything. So you have to find it all yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this also, another good way of looking at these challenges is to look at them as opportunities, right? To kind of get out of your comfort zone, talk to people, ask them for directions, like you said, if you can't find your way, or live the way like the locals live, right? Like whatever they're living and sustaining with, you try to get in or be in their shoes for that little time that you're traveling. So I think it's a good way of looking at those challenges as opportunities to get out of the comfort zone and try something new.
Okay, I get that. And Faiza and Seb, the thing is that the name of the show is House of Shows. So normally we also want to talk about the motivation that you both have that takes you out of the bed and gets you hitting the chair and start working on. So I would like to start with Seb. Like, what would you like to say? Like, what's the motivation within you that gets you back to the work?
So for me, travel has always been like really close to my heart. It has been like one of my pet projects also. That's how Musafir Stories has been like one of my pet projects. So that way I don't really need that extra bit of pushing or motivation that I have to get out there and do this. But yeah, I do try to be consistent so that whoever is listening to my podcast, at least they can have a set of expectations from what to expect from the podcast, right? It's not like randomly releasing an episode one day and then the next one in a month and then the following one in 5 days or 10 days.
Sure.
So that way at least I want to keep up my consistency. So for that, that's an additional driver, I would say. But for me, it doesn't take a lot of pushing to go out and produce these shows.
Okay, and what about Faiza?
Yeah, for me, I think the greatest motivation is Faiz. So because there are so many times when I keep saying that it's not about at times we have a lot of people who send us emails saying that thank you, and recently we had this person who went ahead and sent us added a comment saying that she took up her first solo travel just after listening to our episodes, and she was motivated by it and all that. So we have so much positivity. But still, at times when we listen to some episode, maybe the audio might not be that great. And there are a lot of challenges that we also face as podcasters. So at times when I tell Seth saying that, oh my God, this is not going fine. And then when I see he is so motivated, that like pushes me. So that is my motivation.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was
interesting.
Yeah. I think this was one of the best answers.
And for us, we're also talking to these lovely people, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like talking to a stranger. You're like on sort of a blind date. Not exactly in that way, but yeah, you're looking forward to that exciting conversation, right? So that's kind
Definitely. And like we as a podcaster, I genuinely feel that every time we get an opportunity to talk to different kind of people and get to know their insight. So isn't that a very good thing and a lucky thing that is happening with us?
Right, absolutely. And there's so much learning. There's so much learning when you hear their stories and their perspective about things. That changes your perspective. And
exactly.
You're not scared of the unknown. It's like you get to know. So yeah, definitely that point is also the biggest motivation.
Yeah, definitely. Now moving on, Sev and Feza. Now we'll be moving on to the Josh Fire, that is the happy segment and then the most exciting segment which the listeners are really awaiting for.
I hope we don't let them out.
Yeah, so you both have to be really very fast, rapid and quirky in all the answers.
Okay,
so should we start with the Josh Fire?
Do we get a sample?
Yeah, definitely. You're getting the hamper coming up next day to the house. Definitely. Okay. So, are you ready both for the Josh Fire?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that was indeed a good reply to start with. So, the first question goes to Seth. One thing of yours, you would love to be insured.
Insured?
Insured. Maybe like, you know, your... podcasting or maybe your money, maybe your house. So one thing of yours you love to be insured about?
The Musafir stories.
Okay, that was a good one. Next to the Feza, one movie you wish you to be casted and tell the name of the character you wish to be played.
Oh my god. Okay, maybe in the movie Enchanted, I would love to play the princess.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a really good choice. Next question goes to Seth. Pick anyone to team up with to be your dance partner.
Okay. Pick anyone I like. Okay.
I'm thinking
Katrina Kaif is a good dancer, no? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's too
tall
for me.
So yeah, definitely she'll be doing Kamli with you for sure. Next, like co-star in a movie.
For me?
No, it goes to Seth.
Seth.
Co-star in the movie. I like Alia Bhatt as an actor, so Alia.
Okay. Gym partner.
Gym partner, Rithik.
Okay. Now, next question goes to Feza. Name one person for the following to have a coffee with.
Coffee with Karan.
Okay. To hang out on a brunch with.
Brunch? Okay. Maybe... I get
only celebrities. Okay, like you have to name that.
Okay, maybe I would like Gandhi Ji someday. Like, brunch time. Like, talk about stuff. Yeah. Okay, this is boring, but yeah, maybe Gandhi Ji.
No, but that's interesting. Like, you know, you can talk about the India-Pakistan separation and everything. That's a good one.
Like, seriously, I have like, so many questions.
That's
like
a long brunch.
Yeah, that's the perfect time because I would have gotten up. I'm like, okay. And I have the entire day.
Yeah, so we'll plan the dinner also then.
Yes.
So the next one, whose career graph you would like to replicate?
Okay, maybe some entrepreneurs. There is this lady who makes soap. I mean, she's called the Soap Queen Anne Marie. I find her as an inspiration because I've been beating all odds. She went ahead and she has a really nice soap company that she currently runs. So her name is Soap Queen Anne Marie. So I maybe.
Career. Okay. The next question goes to Seth. What the following people have you wish you had? Shah Rukh Khan.
Hair.
Money.
His hair is nice.
Yeah, the money.
If
there's money, the hair will follow.
Okay. Sachin Tendulkar.
Fan following.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Varun Dhawan.
He's a good dancer, so I wish I had his dance move.
Okay. Amitabh Bachchan.
Hi. Quite a voice. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now moving on to the Feza. The question to you is, are you a tea or a coffee person?
Coffee. I know why I said that, but I'm actually a tea person. I'm sorry. You know, just coffee, but I'm actually a tea person. Sorry, I think at the moment the state is coffee, but I'm more of a tea person.
Okay. Name three weird things about your lifestyle.
Weird things? Yeah. I procrastinate things. I keep telling saying I'm going to do it, I'm going to never do it. So that's okay. Really bad. I actually like folding clothes, but I portray to the world that I hate folding them. So that's a weird thing. I find it weird. And one more thing. Yeah. Okay. One more. Do you mean really weird things?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't get enough sleep.
Yeah. For me, I don't sleep enough. Yeah, for me, like 2 hours, 3 hours is enough.
Oh my god, I think that's really a weird one.
But then I have these hibernation periods where I just like sleep, and then these periods in my life that I don't sleep at all, which is absolutely bad. I recommend everybody listening to this podcast, do not consider your sleep as
do not try this at home.
Exactly, do not try this at home. But then I have this pattern of sleep where I don't sleep at all and I keep doing stuff and then I sleep. So yeah, sleep is one weird thing.
Okay. So the next question is to both of you. Then the question is, who do you think to be your competition in this industry? Traveling industry and maybe the podcast industry both.
Okay, traveling, I think we don't qualify to be in that industry.
Yeah. Professional travelers, I wouldn't call ourselves professional travelers because we both of us are still with a full-time job and all of that. So that I'd like to let alone. In the podcasting space, I can't really say competition, but I really appreciate the work of the Rediscovery Project, Hoshner and Ambika. They put out a beautiful travel podcast too. So I really love and appreciate their work.
Yeah, and we actually love listening to them because they travel by themselves and they share their own experience. So I actually pretty much admire their work.
Okay.
We look up to their work saying that, one day I hope we are there.
Okay. So that was the end of Josh Fire, and let me tell you, Fez and Tefa get 10 on 10 for being super honest and super quirky at the answers. And don't forget to collect the hamper tomorrow. It's right away coming at your house.
Okay,
sure.
Okay, I'm going to apply work from home and wait.
And also, before you leave, there's one more question. Like, what is the advice that you'll give to the teenage Steph or Feza? Like, you know, Feza will give it to the teenage Feza and Steph will give it to the teenage Steph about life, who's looking out for a guide in this world.
Okay. If I had to do it, I would say go meet Steph earlier, like get married faster. Okay, I'm kidding. But I think with respect to, somehow I feel that all the stuff that my parents had this really nice thing where if I would try something and I would fail, they would absolutely push me and say, okay, it's okay, go ahead, try again. They've been weeks together where I have tried to make donuts, failed miserably. Like, I'm seriously telling you, I've made donuts more than like some 30-40 times every weekend and I've failed. And I think that is what the good thing that has come in me now, that even if I fail, I go ahead and try the next time. So I need to tell my younger self that to keep that spirit and work on it rather. I think sometimes I just let go and think, maybe I should not do this and all that, but then I need to tell my older self that keep that feeling and don't ever let go of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I want to change it a little. So it's my older self that I want to address, like, in the future.
Yeah. And, like, you know, what do you like to say about the teenage Feza, like, you know, who is really looking out for the guidance in this world?
I was a little sorted. I was a little like that naughty kid to some extent. Pretty much listened to whatever my parents said. But maybe I'm not in the right state at the moment in some, like, considering life to address this issue because I'm still in the same state of mind which I was. I'm like pretty happy and content with all that I did when I was a teenager.
Okay.
Maybe a few years down the lane when I have a little more things sorted in my life, I would think, okay, fine, maybe I should have done this a little different. But considering now, at the moment, I am very happy with how my teenage life went and the decisions I took. Yeah.
So that is really good. Like, there are no regrets.
Yeah, they actually have like zero regrets.
Okay. And what about Steph? What is the advice that you would like to give to the teenage Steph who is looking out for some guidance in the world?
I think I would ask teammates to chill out a little bit. I think I was too stuck up and a little too stressed out while I'm younger.
I can give yourself that advice now also.
So, but for me, I had to start way back. I had to start up on a few things and things like career and all of that. I think I started to stress out about it a little too early. I didn't. I would have liked to enjoy life a little better, I would say. That way, I was a little too stressed out, so I would say chill out.
Yeah, so all that changed in the process of getting changed after he met me. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.